Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Ron Burrows, Director for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And I want to say happy 4th of July. This is our 244th birthday of our nation, founded July 4th, 1776. And, you know, we are still the greatest nation in the world. I just want to let you know that if you have never been outside the United States of America and you have never been on the shores of a foreign land and you've never been around other individuals and other people who do not know the freedom of the United States, let me tell you, we are the greatest nation in the world. And we have what seems to be the oppression in the streets, what seems to be issues that are going on. Let me tell you, there is no such thing as a perfect country. And we as Americans need to continue to have courage as we move forward, and we remember what this nation was founded for with the founding fathers as a Christian nation, a nation without oppression, a nation with freedom, to be able to not have other countries rule us and tell us what to do, dictators, murderers, and things like that in our leadership. And I just want to say kudos to our President Trump for standing up and for being a leader in this time of turmoil. Who knows what our country would be like if we had other leaders in there right now, and what a great opportunity to have him as our leader right now. And, you know, whether you agree with that or not, that's my opinion. I appreciate the president. I appreciate what he stands for. I appreciate as he moves forward. And you may not like that, and that's your prerogative as an American. That's one of the reasons you are American. You can agree or disagree. We can agree to disagree without breaking windows, without causing riots, without causing murders. And the whole idea is, according to our Constitution, is to be able to meet and to assemble in a peaceful setting, to be able to protest in a peaceful way. And as far as I'm concerned, as soon as you are not peaceful, according to our Constitution, then you are breaking that law, and you need to be taken care of according to the law. And shame on our leaders who don't step up and hold people accountable in our communities. Shame on the governors and the mayors and the city leaderships across our nation that don't have the courage, that don't have the guts to step up and to hold people accountable. Yes, they have their rights to their opinion, but they do not have that right to force it upon everyone else. You see, we are individuals of this community and citizens. We are not the founders. If you are the founder of a business, if you are the founder of a nation, your ideals and your concepts are what the nation or your business was founded on. And as a founder, those are your principles and guiding lines. That is your moral compass. And when we come across people in our community, in our country, that don't follow what the founding fathers want, hey, you know, if you work for a business and you don't like what the boss says, who's the founder of that business, you go find another job. Or you comply with the owner of the business. It's the bottom line. Same thing with our nation. You have the right to voice your opinion. You have a right to have your own ideals. But when it comes back to what the founding fathers say and what they did, we follow their lead because they were the ones that created the nation, not us. We are not the creators of this nation. They are. They were. And so it is up to us to continue to follow those guidelines and to preserve the founding fathers' guidelines of the Constitution and our Bill of Rights and the Magna Carta and all of those founding documents that are so important. And I can guarantee you that the people that are rioting in the street have never read those. They don't know what the guidelines are for our nation. They don't know what the Constitution says. They don't even know the founding principles of the Bible, which our nation was founded upon, and how important it is for any organization or country to go back to the founding documents and to know what it is so that you don't miss the line. You see, when they have founding documents, that's a guideline. That's the center line of the organization, whether it's an organization, a business, or a country. And then when we don't follow those guidelines, yes, you can lean left and you can lean right according to those guidelines, but the guidelines are there to keep you centered so the original concept continues to move forward in the manner that it was created and designed. And so stating that information, I just wanted to get that off my chest because I'll tell you what, I went to a private school when I was growing up. My parents spent a lot of money. My dad owned a gas station. They were middle class. And they saved and they saved and they sent me to a private school so that I could learn and become an educated individual as I grew. And I thank my parents for that opportunity to be able to give me that strength. It helped me throughout my life. It helped me through 23 years of leadership in the United States Navy. And it helps me in our community here today as we move forward with the Veterans Museum. And helping those in need in the advocacy for our veterans who have come back and for our widows who are surviving their veterans who have passed away. And it is so important for us to be able to stick with the center line, the guidelines of our nation, and with the guidelines of our community. And so when I founded the Northern California Veterans Museum, there are guidelines that I wanted to follow and choose so that our nonprofit would be successful, so we could continue to honor those who sacrificed and served for the freedom that we have today. And how important it is as we continue to move forward every single day that we do not forget those who have sacrificed their bodies, their blood, their soul, and their beliefs of why this nation was so important to serve from the Revolutionary War through the Civil War, Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Panama, Saudi Arabia, Desert Storm, into Iraq and Afghanistan. We join because we want to serve our country because we believe in it. And I want to honor two veterans who passed away this last week. One is Pat Perez. She was an Army nurse during Vietnam. Just a fantastic heroine in our community. And she was a leader in our community among the women Army veterans and among all of our veterans in our community with the American AMVETS. And she would always give our benediction and our prayers at our museum dinners and things like that. She's just a wonderful individual. And we lost her to cancer here this last week. Another great loss in our community. And then I'd like to also remember Chief Warrant Officer Glenn Adams. Glenn was one of my mentors when I was first joined the Navy. Took me under his wing as a first-class petty officer, and I was a third-class petty officer, and taught me the ropes. He was one of many different petty officers that did that, but Glenn stepped out, and he grabbed me by my hair, which was very short, and he said, look, this is the way you need to do it. This is how you need to do it. He was a leader. He was an example. He was a mentor. And we lost him this last week to cancer also. And I served with him my first tour in Iraq. And when you're serving with somebody who takes you underneath their arm, underneath their wing, and they lead you and they guide you and they direct you and they help you get through from really tough times, you look to them for leadership. You look to them for the examples of how to be able to survive in a combat zone through tough situations, through fear. And they help instill courage, and that's what leadership is about. It's about leadership. It's about instilling courage, moral compass, helping to survive through the toughest times. And in honor of them, I'd like to go ahead and sing the CB song, because Glenn was a CB for 32 years, and it's also to honor Pat Perez. We're the CBs of the Navy. We can build and we can fight. We'll pave our way to victory and guard it day and night. And we promise to remember the 7th of December. We're the Seabees of the Navy, bees of the seven seas. My voice is a little hoarse this morning, but that is in honor of Glenn and also Pat, for their service to our nation, for their service to our community, and for their courage under fire to go ahead and lead and to be examples to all of us who are younger and continue to move forward as leaders in the community after they're gone. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Summer Blast is live at the Shasta Public Libraries. Join in their free summer reading program for kids, tweens, teens, and adults. Going on all summer long. Help your kids avoid the summer slide and be a reading role model. Read to win prizes like books, gift cards, and a kids' kitchen playset and more. The more you read, the more chances to win. Let your imagination run wild. Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Sign up online today at summerblast.fun.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
From the
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and that is Martina McBride singing the national anthem. And what a day for us to, or not the national anthem, but God Bless America. And what a day for us to be able to play that song in order for our nation. And we need to remember that this nation was founded on Christian principles, a God who gives us freedom and liberty and a moral compass for us to be able to continue to move forward. And so, we need to continue to honor our founders' original goals for this nation. And we need to continue to stand up for what's right, because it's either right or it's wrong. And the only way for things to happen, for bad people to succeed, is for good people to allow them to do nothing, to not stand up for what's right, and for not to stand up for what our nation stands for. And so it's so important as we move forward. This next segment is about the Star Spangled Banner. It's called the Star Spangled Banner, as you have never heard it. And I would like you to turn up your radio and listen very carefully. It's about the history of Francis Scott Key and our Star Spangled Banner.
There was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game. We stand in our church services and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. And the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, "Let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners." They said, "We want to send a man out to discuss this with you." They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, "We want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange." On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, "Men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free." He said, "Tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies." He said, "You'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains." As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, "We have a slight problem." He said, "We will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter." And Francis Scott Key said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Mr. Key," he said, "tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry? He said, "We're going to remove it from the face of the earth." He said, "How are you going to do that?" He said, "If you will, scan the horizon of the sea." And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, "That's the entire British war fleet." He said, "All of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of a matter of a matter of a matter of a..."
This night alone, it's his new boy, Mr. Red, White, and Blue.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and that is Mr. Red, White, and Blue by Coffee Anderson, and another great patriotic song about our men and women who serve our nation, and they go off and they fight in wars, and some come home and some don't. And even those that come home broken on the inside, from the inside out. And sometimes it takes years for those scars to heal, and sometimes they never heal. It's something that is kept within them their entire life. And sometimes they show, and sometimes they don't. They're just kept inside as hidden PTSD. This morning, I just want to thank you for being here. Once again, it's 4th of July. It's our 244th birthday of the United States of America. And I love this nation. I served 23 years in the United States military and two combat tours in Iraq to go ahead and to defend this nation and my family and my beliefs and my God and my country. And this morning, I have two great guests that are with me. I have Dan Scoville and I have Woody Clendenden, and they are part of the Cottonwood Community Watch and also the Cottonwood Militia here in our Northern California area. And good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for being here with me this morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Rob.
And so we just I want to have the opportunity for you to talk about our community, things that are going on in our nation right now, how we're putting together a support program to help our local citizens be able to know how to defend themselves, and then also to know what their rights are according to our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and things like that. I know that we had the Tea Party that was originally up here, and the Tea Party kind of faded out. It lost its strength and kind of disappeared into the woodwork. And that's kind of when you came back with this program with the Cottonwood Community Watch and the militia to be able to bring people back together to know what their rights are in our community and for us to be able to support and defend our community in need be. So, Dan, if you want to lead off, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. And I'd like to start by talking about the Tea Party movement back in 08 and 09. We came together on they had a rally on the bridge, and I think 2,700 people approximately showed up for that rally.
I was there.
It was beautiful. I mean, it was really something. And for that time, you know, we were waving flags and we took the tea down there, and I still remember the two couples that were dressed up in the Bostonian.
That was me. You know, I was in the Revolutionary War uniform as we came across.
Okay, so I remember the girl that the bucket they were putting the tea in to represent the Tea Party movement and all that, and throwing tea off of the ship, but it got stuck on the edge of the river, and she went out there, and it was cold, you know. And she went out there and pushed that right off the side of the river, and that whole place went crazy, you know, and it was fun. And we thought, okay, we got something here. We got a lot of people that are going to stand up for what we felt like at the time seemed to be the country maybe going in the wrong direction. And so so the next year we show up. We had another rally the next year, but those groups separated, and they became a lot of small groups. And then I realized that you know, we need to be more united. We had something the year before. Well, Woody and me, you just started to get to know each other, and I used to get my hair cut down there. So he thought of, you know, where are we going? What do we need? Better have a plan for the future. And so he calls us up and calls a few guys, and we got together. And that's kind of where the militia idea was born, is in we had a meeting in a barn. We talked about being able to have something ready to go. And we had a saying, it wasn't raining when they built the ark. And so even though it sounded a little crazy to put a militia together, it seemed like the thing we need to do. And that's kind of how this all started. And so thank God, you know, Woody gave me a ring, and here we are 10 years later.
Okay, so when people hear the term militia, sometimes they are confused. Sometimes because of the way the media is, they're scared of it or whatever else. Give us a layman's term on the militia and what it stands for here in our community.
Well, you know, it was really important, especially early on, for us to be active in the community, and because people were afraid even to say the word. It was kind of funny. And we considered calling it something else, but because of the type of trainings we do, it's only legal to do those if you are a militia in California. And so so we stuck with it. And plus, you know, as you educate yourself and you read about the founding fathers and read their letters, the thing that they were most afraid of was tyranny. You know, a lot of people think about the militia around here and think community service and such, but the reason why it's the Second Amendment to the Constitution in the Bill of Rights is they were very afraid of tyrannical governments. So they wrote it in there, and there's a provision, because you'll hear the argument, well, yeah, but the militia became the National Guard, and so we don't need militias anymore. But there's actually a provision in there for an organized militia and an unorganized militia. And when they say organized and unorganized, they mean by the government. So the organized militia became the National Guards, but really every citizen that was able was expected to be in the unorganized militia. And that's because, you know, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. And when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And they are far from afraid of the people now. They just run over.
Well, and, and if you go back to our history during the Revolutionary War, when the British came, the army was small.
Right.
The Continental Congress and the Continental Army was small. And so they called upon the citizens, the farmers, the ranchers. They laid down their pitchforks. They grabbed their muskets, and they ran to the front line to help defend against the British during that time frame. If it wasn't for those were called the Minutemen. Those are the ones, they grabbed their firearms, and they went to fight at the last second. And when the battle was done and it moved on, then they went back home, and they continued to live their lives.
Exactly.
But they were prepared to defend at whatever cost it was. And when we go back and we think about the men and women who formed this nation out of an idea, out of a concept. There was no country until 1776 when we founded our documents. But when you go back and you think of the idea and the concept of what freedom was, there was no freedom in the world at that time.
Exactly.
But these men wanted freedom. They wanted it based off of the scripture. They wanted it based off of being able to live and make their own decisions and to continue to move forward. And that's the same concept that you were bringing right here to our own community about knowing what our rights are and the capability of being able to defend ourselves, and also to be able to, because the army's not here. They're out around the world. They're out taking care of other things. And if the law enforcement is not having the opportunity to step up, their teeth are being taken away from them, then we as citizens, we have to be able to defend ourselves. Whether it's a baseball bat at the front door or it's a firearm with a CCW, we cannot just let anybody walk through our front door and take away our wives and our children and our homes and our livelihood.
Exactly.
For all the things that we've worked so hard for so long, just because somebody else thinks that they deserve it instead of what we have because we've worked for it.
Yeah, it's the difference in being a civilian and a citizen. You know, civilians sit around and hope to be taken care of, and citizens jump in there and get something done. So it's important. You know, I really appreciate all you veterans.
Well, and it's community leadership. It's also people standing up in the community and setting an example, say, you know what, we're not going to be walked on. We're not going to let somebody come in and burn our homes down. We're not going to let them come in and rob us, whether it's a local robbery or whether it's a national robbery. We're not going to let it happen. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center has money-saving deals. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products and are working to keep our communities safe with contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, on Dish. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at satellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waves from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare, and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Oh, she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. I'm your host, Rob Burrows. This morning, as we talk about our nation on its 244th birthday, and we talk about our flag and the importance of the flag and the colors that fly. Let me tell you, when we were in Iraq, we ran convoys, 177 convoys outside the mission, and we'd run convoys at night. And we'd be out against enemy fire. We'd be out against IEDs. We'd be out for hours and hours on end waiting to get back to our destination, wherever that may be across Iraq. And the sun would be starting to come up, and we would be traveling back towards the camp, Camp Fallujah, because we were stationed there at Fallujah during the thick of it in 06, 07. And in the distance, we could see the flag at Camp Fallujah as we were traveling down the highway. After we'd been in danger all night long, we saw that flag. And that flag, when it flies in another country, is a sovereign ground. It's the United States within those barbed wire boundaries. And we would travel till we got to that flag, and we would finally get inside the wire after 20 hours on the road, 36 hours on the road, fighting the enemy, chewing against IEDs and breakdowns and distress of combat. And once we got inside that wire, we could finally take a breath and go, we're back in a safe zone again. And I'll tell you what, that flag stands for safety. It stands for a safe zone. The flag of the United States is waved all over the world, and people look at it as a safe zone, as a freedom zone. And the important thing is that we as Americans cannot step back, we cannot step down, and we cannot stop fighting for our freedom, regardless of who's in the streets and regardless of what they have to say. I have two great guests here this morning with me, Dan Schoenville and Woody Clendon. And Woody runs the barbershop there in Cottonwood. Everybody in the world down South County, Shasta County, knows who Woody is. And Dan, you were with North State Pest Control. You're one of the partners with that organization, and you help the museum and work with us with our pest control and things like that. I just want to say thank you, gentlemen, for being here. We've been talking about the militia and the understanding of what the militia is about so that people aren't afraid of it, and also the Cottonwood Community Watch and our service in the community in the South County.
Yeah, one of the things about the militia people don't know is that really all we're trying to do is get people to learn how to be self-reliant, put some food away, learn some techniques, some skills. It's nothing different than what we used to do, you know, World War II era and all this. This is how people all were. They all saved food and they grew gardens and were armed, ready to go and just be able to defend themselves in situations. So that's all it really was that we're doing. And then over time, you know, the word, I remember back in the early days in the barbershop, it was, you bring up the word militia and it was just, people look at you like you're some radical or something, but we really weren't at all. And we're not based off any one race. We have different races in our group. We have all kinds of people, men and women, old and young. And so one of the things that we decided to do is kind of start venturing off and maybe rebranding that name, you might say. And that's where we developed because we needed it too, the Community Watch program that was started up in our area. I'll let Woody talk more about that and who helped start that. But that was one thing, citizens being out protecting themselves, their families, their communities is a right. And you have that right. Nobody can tell you not to go out and take care of your community that way. And that's all we did. Well, at first we got named, called all kinds of names, as you can imagine. Vigilante was one that came out a lot. We're not vigilantes. We're not taking the law into our own hands at all. So eventually that Community Watch program became much bigger with a one-call system and things like that, those natures. So it really has been something to see how it evolved over time. And I think other communities need to implement this program into their small towns too.
Well, one of the things that we taught in the military is situational awareness. And situational awareness is where you're aware of your surroundings, whether you're at home, whether you're in your car on the freeway, whether you're in the parking lot at the store, whether you're driving down the road and some kid rides his bike out or a ball goes into the street and there's a child runs across the street. That's situational awareness. And with everything going on right now, we in the community down in South County, we've been dealing with drug dealers. We've been dealing with thefts. We've been dealing with all these homeless people that come in and camp along Cottonwood Creek and create piles of trash and drugs and everything else. That is situational awareness. And for us to not do anything, it just gets out of control. We literally become a third world country because we don't hold standards in our own communities.
Exactly.
And so that's why it's so important. This community watch is so important. It's not so much about, like you were saying, the term militia, as it is about concerned citizens taking care of your neighbor, taking care of yourself, looking out for one another, and making sure that we have a sound community that supports itself and doesn't go to the wayside. And that's what you guys are all about.
Yeah. Yeah, and it took a while to get the community on board, and because nobody had ever done anything quite like that. There were neighborhood watches, but to actually go out and patrol and do some of the things. And we learned as we went. Troy Park, a great friend of mine, he came up with the call system where people could call in what was going on, and then we could dispatch it out to a bunch of guys and Facebook putting a page on there where people could report things that were going on. And then that got – so even people that don't actively patrol, they can still be eyes and ears in their neighborhood report what's going on, and so it gets the information.
Situational awareness.
Situational awareness. That's, you can't be a good witness if you don't have some situational awareness going on, you know.
Yeah, and sometimes we, I think people get so caught up in their lives that they put blinders on and they don't think about anything else that's going on. We've become a society of individuals with our phones looking down, not paying attention to anything else. We need to come together as a community, as citizens, as neighbors, as business owners in our community, and look out for each other. Because if we don't look out for each other, then each one of us are fighting alone. If we're fighting alone, there's no support.
Right.
But coming together, that we can go ahead and we can do that. And so I want to remind people, you know, we live out Bowman Road.
Right.
You know, Dan's out Gas Point, which is Shasta County. We live out Bowman Road. Right now, Tehama County Sheriff's Department is 26 deputies short on their staff. 26 individuals, they are short on their staff.
Right.
Okay, so there's one deputy for North County, which is North Tehama County, at nighttime.
That's
one
Flores deputy. Road all the way to Bowman.
That one deputy. And so if there's one issue, it's going to take him 20 to 30 minutes to get there. If there's multiple issues, then they have to call in the CHP or multiple use county, which Shasta County has to come over the border and be able to do that. Or you don't get any help for an hour. Or you may not get any help if there are multiple situations going on. You have to be able to stand up on your own and defend yourself.
Oh, yeah. We had a deputy at our community watch meeting from Tehama County, and he said just that. He said, you know, we'll be getting there to investigate what went on by the time. He said, you know, if I'm backing up my partner, then it's going to take me up to an hour to get to the North County out Bowman. So,
Jeff, if you live in South County, you need to be aware of the situation. Don't be scared. Be aware of it and do something about it. We'll be right back.
My dear son, it's almost June. I hope this letter catches up with you and finds you well. It's been dry, but they're calling for rain. And everything's the same old same in Johnsonville. Your stubborn old daddy ain't said too much, but I'm sure you know he sends his love. And she goes on.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some, but not all, of Washington, D.C.'s traditional 4th of July festivities are set to take place today, despite coronavirus.
The District of Columbia's Independence Day Parade has been canceled, and the televised concert from the lawn of the U.S. Capitol will feature highlights from previous years. But there will be fireworks and military plane flyovers. President and Mrs. Trump will host a salute to America from the White House South Lawn. D.C. officials are urging anyone gathering on the National Mall to practice social distancing, wear masks, and practice good hygiene. Greg Clugston, Washington.
During a holiday speech at Mount Rushmore last night, President Trump said the movement to take down controversial statues is an effort to destroy American culture.
They think the American people are weak and soft and submissive. But no, the American people are strong and proud, and they will not allow our country and all of its values, history, and culture to be taken from them.
The president also says he'll be establishing a National Garden of American Heroes. He's describing it as a vast outdoor park to feature the statues of the greatest Americans who ever lived. This is not going to be your usual 4th of July weekend. Military analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says recent news headlines have been distressing for many Americans.
There's an underlying current, given the race riots in this country, the instability thanks to the likes of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and so forth, the riots, anti-police movements, of course, issues abroad, and then the economy that's kind of in starts and stops.
Public health concerns have canceled many traditional gatherings, such as parades, fireworks, and sporting events. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-605-5757. 800-605-5757. 800-605-5757.
Faculty from a famed Virginia college are seeking a name change.
About 200 faculty members want to change the name of Washington and Lee University, located in Lexington, Virginia, because of Robert E. Lee's ties to the Confederacy. According to the Washington Post, some 2,000 alumni also want the name change. Lee assumed the presidency of the college after the Civil War. Lee and members of his family are also buried on the college's chapel there. Both George Washington and Robert E. Lee were benefactors of the college. Keith Peters reporting.
Syrian families are hoping newly imposed U.S. sanctions will now force Damascus to reveal news about their loved ones who disappeared into government prisons during the country's civil war. Activist groups say more than 12,000 Syrians are missing after being detained and that thousands more are known to have been tortured to death. Anguished families have been searching through leaked photos of torture victims, searching for their loved ones. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Federal Reserve's Main Street lending program is off to a slow start.
Banks are showing a surprising lack of interest in the program while businesses are having a hard time accessing it. Fed officials say more than 200 banks have signed up to participate since the program began 2 weeks ago, but that's a small slice of the nation's roughly 8,000 lenders, and none have made any loans yet.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Minnesota's governor is requesting federal disaster aid in the wake of its destructive anti-police protests. Governor Tim Walz requested FEMA money on Thursday from President Trump to help his state repair and rebuild from fires and carnage that followed the George Floyd death video and graphic police arrest on Memorial Day. Walz cited extensive damage to public infrastructure, initially assessed at more than $15 million, including the noteworthy Minneapolis police station that was the focus of much of the protest. More of these stories at townhall.com.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows. I am your host this morning, this 4th of July morning, our 244th birthday of our nation. And I'd just like to say thank you for joining us here this morning. We've been talking with Woody and Dan from the Cottonwood Community Watch. I'd like to read this real quick. This is the Gettysburg Address from our President Abraham Lincoln at that time. On November 19, 1863, in the midst of the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln delivered his most famous speech known as the Gettysburg Address. President Lincoln was in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, attending the dedication of a cemetery for soldiers who died at the Battle of Gettysburg. one of the bloodiest battles in our nation's history. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met here on a great battlefield of that war. We have now come to dedicate a portion of it as the final resting place for those here who gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they have thus far so nobly carried on. Listen to that, unfinished work. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they have given their last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation shall have a new birth of freedom, and that this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. The greatest war we've ever had on our grounds, the Civil War, the men who died, who gave their lives so that we could abolish slavery and make sure that the nation moved on in a new manner and in a new way. And how important it is for us today to not forget those men who gave their lives in order for all of us to have that freedom. The poorest person in the United States is better than the well-off in so many other countries. And yet the people in our own nation don't even understand the blessings from the sacrifices of the others that they have. And I'm a true believer that if you've never worn the uniform of the United States, that you are a welfare of freedom. Because you don't know what it's taken. Somebody else has paid that price for you. And so by not recognizing that freedom that you have and not having the responsibility of that freedom within our nation, within our fences, within our walls, you take away and you throw every man who gave his life throughout the nation, throughout our country, who sacrificed for freedom, and you step on them and you throw it in the trash. And that's how important it is for us to continue to remember and to honor those who sacrificed from the beginning until tomorrow as we continue to move forward. Once again, our guests this morning, Dan Scoville and Woody Clendenin. And our guests this morning, thank you for being here. We have a caller real quick. Jared.
We have Ron on the line.
Good morning, Ron.
Yes, good morning. I like your show.
Thank you.
Anyhow, I'd like to talk a little bit about it. The rules of engagement. During the Obama administration, they had rules of engagement. And the soldiers, Marines, whatever, had to be shot at first before they could return fire.
Yes, I know I was there.
And
it was very critical because you could go from a hero to zero in 2.2 seconds.
Yep. And those that saw what was going on and didn't follow the rules of engagement, they were relieved and they shot first. And they were relieved of their duties and they were brought back to the United States or wherever and court-martialed. And they were... they were broke down to nothing, to parade rest, if you will, and put in prison for 20 years. And I think this same concept has bled over into the civilian population. And so what I'm wondering is, what is the rules of engagement for us as citizens if we catch somebody breaking into our homes or our vehicles or our barns or whatever? I'm tired of being a sheep or a victim, but anyhow, is it a firearm? Is it a baseball bat, a golf club, or a ball peen hammer? What can we use to, defend ourselves and our property?
I actually heard your call on another station this morning as I was driving in because I was flipping through the channels.
I called to several stations, and I'd like to have somebody call either the sheriff.
Well,
or the police, or the lady that's the district attorney, and have her or them explain
the rules of engagement to us as citizens.
They're not going to do that because of liability. They just aren't going to do that. And you know what? I'll tell you how I defend myself. First of all, it's a taser. You fire a taser. You can shoot a taser 30 feet away. It's non-lethal, but it's effective. Okay. And then if that individual continues to have problems, then you use mace. Because mace is legal, and so is a taser. And at that point, you call 911. And if the issue continues, and now you are a bodily threat, now you're in harm for your life, then according to the CCW, then at that point, you can use your concealed weapon. In fear for your life.
I just talked to the DA just this week about that. He was doing a presentation at a neighborhood watch. And he explained to them that you cannot use a firearm to stop someone from stealing your stuff, as far as you can't shoot them for grabbing your TV and running or whatever. But at any point, if they move towards you or you're in fear for your life, then it doesn't matter if you're inside, outside, at the mall, wherever, you can defend yourself. But also, you have the power to citizens arrest them. So if they are trying to steal your car, you go out there, you do have the power to, you have as much police power as far as arrest as the law enforcement themselves. So.
Okay, but some people, I mean, like a senior citizen or some woman, they can't go out and wrestle with these young guys or give them, if you tried to citizens arrest, they just laugh at you. And if you call 911, I've already done that a couple times. It takes an hour and 45 minutes to get the sheriff's deputy to be out in the outlying areas where I live.
Do you live in South County or North County or whereabouts?
I'm off Bear Mountain Road.
Oh, you're way out there.
I'm out there a ways. And we've had, there's a group of guys that are working our area. And one guy's been into my place several times, I'm sure. And during the fire, I believe he stole a Jeep or so. Anyhow, they had a chop shop. And they caught him. So he put some time in the county jail, I guess. But things are still happening, and I've, I don't know, they've got my 500-gallon water tank. There's a lot of things they've taken from me. And like I said, I'm tired of being a victim.
Ron, I think that you need to be the catalyst in your community to put together a community watch. It's the neighbors need to come together and band together to make sure that your eyes open and see what's going on. Because if you don't communicate and you don't talk together and you're not a team, they will continue to pick you apart as individuals. You need to come together with a community watch so that the community is watching out for each other. Because that's without the law enforcement, that's the only other way that you're going to be able to make it happen.
Okay.
But that's what it's going to take. You need to bring like-minded individuals together so that you are all watching out for each other and you're paying attention to these things. Because somebody sitting at home that's an elderly person might see that car driving up and down the street, seeing what's going on, and they can let you know, hey, there's a white car that's doing this or that or the other thing, and now you're all aware of it so you can watch out for that. But it takes eyes on. You don't have to be the person that's out there with a baseball bat or the gun or whatever else, but having eyes on and being aware. Once again, it's coming back to situational awareness so that you're aware of what the threat is in your community and everybody's on the same page. We're against the break right now. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Happy 4th of July.
And for you too.
Thank
well.
You, sir.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding. Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center has money-saving deals. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products and are working to keep our communities safe with contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first, will retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
To our flag like we used to do. Good men are willing to give their lives. My politicians take away our rights, saying they know best what's good for you. These days, dads are always gone. Mama's still here, but she's on her phone. Grandma's raising the kids, and the devil is too. Give my life this place called USA.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and we are talking about our communities this morning. Ron called in just a few minutes ago, and we talked about people going into his community and stealing him blind, not knowing what to be able to do about it or how to be able to confront these individuals who are thieves in our community and get away with whatever they can. Once again, it's situational awareness, and we just want to this is a cry out to our community, a call, not a call to arms, but a call to awareness. You need to be aware of everything that's going on around you and not be a target. And so in the outlying areas like Bear Mountain or Happy Valley or any of the areas that are Palo Cedro, all around our outside area, you need to talk with your neighbors. You need to know who your neighbors are. Get off your cell phone and get out there and shake hands with people and talk to them. Say, I'm so-and-so. I'm your neighbor. This is the car I drive. This is my wife. This is who we are in our community. We've been here for X amount of years, and we want to make sure that we preserve our community without somebody, some stranger, coming in and stealing everything that you have, everything that you work for, your livelihood, and for you to be able to move forward. And what that is for people to come together, to communicate to each other and say, we are a neighborhood, we are a community, and we need to look out for each other. Whether you're a single person, whether you're an older couple, a younger couple, or whether you're a business owner, all of us need to come together in our community and make that happen. Middle America, in the older days, that's how everything was before all these cell phones and everything else that took us away and made us as individuals and not as a community individuals or a community group. And so it's important as we move forward in through our community with all these things that are going on in our nation for us to be able to come together, work together, not be divisive, and to make sure that we take care of each other. A phone call, hey, there's a car, hey, there's lights, hey, there's somebody outside. If the cops can't be there, if the sheriff can't be there, you need to be, I'm not saying take the law in your own hands, but be aware of what's going on around you so that you can know if something's going on. We have a caller, David, has called in. Good morning, David.
Yeah, hey, morning. Happy Independence Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's. I was lucky enough to have a great-great-grandfather, probably more like great-great-great-grandfather, that signed the Declaration of Independence, John Hart of New Jersey. So,
well, thank you for your family's national service to our country.
Sure. You know, it's funny, if you're into collecting money, he autographed every bill. And you can still see some of those New Jersey banknotes, or not banknotes, you know, currency notes from 1777 or whatever. And there were tens of thousands of them.
Wow.
He must have had writer's cramp. They had to use quills, right?
Well, there's nothing else to do back then.
Well, sure there was. As a matter of fact, his family, the British, his house was burned down within 6 weeks of signing the Declaration. So his family was scattered, and, you know, as the legend was, they had to live in a cave during that winter. And it was not a good place to be during the early days of the Revolution. But, you know, they came up with their own money. They invented the British. Do you remember George Washington was freezing at Valley Forge?
Yes.
And the reason they were freezing was because the British had counterfeited the Continental Dollar. And there were so many counterfeit Continentals floating around that nobody could trust him anymore.
It was inflation.
And so he couldn't buy firewood or food or hay for the horses or tents or anything, and much less bullets. And so the Ben Franklin and the boys got out different printing presses and came up with new currencies. And the one from New Jersey was kind of interesting because they used these leaves that were native only to New Jersey, and they embossed them into the paper. And so the British could not, you know, they did all their counterfeit over in London. So they would have had to carry bushels full of leaves over to London, and in 6 weeks they would have got there, and 6 weeks later they could have been sent back. But they at least bought time by using a pretense of a watermark by using an authentic leaf. And so I don't know if you're keeping up on, you remember a couple of weeks ago Trump tried to fire this guy Berman from, he was a district attorney or the U.S. district attorney from southern New York, and he tried to replace him with a guy named Clayton. And Clayton is very into Bitcoin and these cyber currencies.
Yes.
Now, if you imagine, you remember how Pete Rose was betting against his own team. We the people have an employee who has as much loyalty to Bitcoin as he does to the U.S. dollar. Now, what's wrong with that picture?
Well, that just goes right back to holding our national standard.
How do you mean the standard? Well, like the flag or the...
Well, I mean, in general, if you look at all of the individuals from other countries who come into our nation and they don't want to use the United States, they don't want to follow our guidelines, they don't want to follow our laws, they just want to bring in their Sharia law or their own deals. There's nothing wrong with having a heritage from another nation. But when you come to the United States, now you should abide by the United States. You should be an American citizen, not a national from some other country.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Well,
That's part of falling in line with our national standard.
Yeah, well, what I was leading up to, I mean, along those lines, when you, in American history, like World War II history, there was a famous incident where there was a spy, a guy named Dusko Popov, and he was supposed to be the original James Bond, and he was aware that the Germans had brought a submarine up into, I'm trying to think if it was near Rhode Island or if it was Long Island. And they offloaded six German, saboteur spies. every one of them tried to turn themselves into the FBI. And Popov says that J. Edgar Hoover, who was really in league with Hitler, rounded these guys up in private cells and then had them executed. They wanted to surrender and give what they knew because they hated Hitler. You know, these six guys that got off the submarine, it's supposed to sabotage America, they hated Hitler so bad they were going to give up, you know, all the secrets.
Sure, they want to become Americans.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when you hear about Iranians coming here or Venezuelans or anybody else, you know, it's more likely that they love the idea of freedom and they want to get the heck out of, you know, whatever tyrant-controlled land there is.
Well, that would be true political asylum. But
well,
the problem
right.
is we don't have people that come in for that. We have people
sure
that come to the nation that want to change things instead of fall in line with our national standard.
Well, so they say, but that can't be true. There have to be plenty of them. As a matter of fact, with this whole, I mean, when you start looking at, I don't know if you kept up with the whole Benghazi business, but apparently what was going on was arms were being gathered up in Benghazi to send up to Turkey. And the CIA guy in Benghazi who was killed was in charge of this operation. They were capturing weapons that were used in, you know, the downfall of Gaddafi and sending them up to the next war. And they were stockpiling them up in Turkey. And so this whole issue of Benghazi was whether or not they were denying the people of Libya arms to be able to calm down that revolution in there. Because you remember, it got way out of hand right after Benghazi.
Oh, right. Hillary Clinton, with what difference does it make?
Oh, well,
the lives that were lost.
I mean, there's some cheesy stuff going on, absolutely. And you know, I'm a Green Party person. I don't have truck with Democrats or Republicans, so I can help it. Because you remember John McCain was also involved from the end up there in Turkey, where the arms were showing up. There's photographs of John McCain up there, and he's with these guys that became the leadership of ISIS.
Well, he was a Democrat, too. He just called himself
John McCain?
Oh, yeah. He was never a conservative.
Well, people, you know, he was the son of an admiral. And so you gotta, don't get me started with some of these, you know, kids of the privileged elite.
Well, I think John McCain's issue was he was never the same after he was a prisoner of war for 8.5 years in Hanoi prison. And I
yeah,
think
I know.
That he was,
and,
because
and
he was
like,
broken so badly by the Vietnamese that he never came back the same man that he left.
I've known a lot of people in the missing or with the MIA movement. You remember there are so many different stories about that both sides. Have you ever read the book Catch 22?
Yes, I sure have. It's a really good book, and it takes you in a lot of different directions. Hey,
Black
Dave,
Market.
We're coming up right now against our hour.
Or
thank
your
you.
Break, yeah. Well, it's just Black Market. You can't trust the people that are involved in the Black Market because they'll sell out both sides just to drag the war on.
Well, sure, they're just like politicians. Hey, we'll be right back. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadero is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadero. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel in the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes in the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons, or watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, John Wayne and America, Why I Love Her. And, you know, they're trying to get rid of John Wayne out of the Orange County Airport and everything else. It's like, you know what? I would like to put a challenge out there to every individual that wants to pull him out of there because of a couple of sentences that he said earlier in his life. And let's see where you have been. Let's see what you have said. Let's see what your attitudes are behind closed doors, how many things that you have said that are part of hate or discontent, and then come back and look there. There's no man out there. There's no woman out there that is perfect, and every individual has their idiosyncrasies and the things that they've said and they've done. But for those that are leaders in our community, we need to continue to look to them as leaders in our community, past and present, because we didn't live their lives. We didn't live during their lives. We weren't there at that time, and we don't know what their thought process was. And you can be a back chair quarterback any day at any time you want to be. But you know what? It doesn't make it right, and it doesn't make it wrong. You know, the good Lord gave us grace for a reason, so that he could forgive us, so that we could forgive others, because none of us are capable of being perfect. None of us.
Well,
so
you can't apply modern-day political correctness to a...
To history.
Time, to
no,
history.
There's no comparison with any of that at all. Hey, I want to get the phone number out for Dan here this morning. We're working with Dan and with Woody this morning with the Cottonwood Community Watch. The phone number is 530-353-9326. That's 353-9326. So as we move forward, Ron, if you're listening, if you have questions about the Community Watch, you can call Dan and he can go ahead and help you and give you some tips and pointers on putting together a community watch for the Bear Mountain area or any other community in any of our counties here in Northern California, so that we can have more situational awareness, we can work with our neighbors and our business owners, and we can keep an eye out for each other. And, you know, we've talked about all these different items here in the community, and one of the things that you guys have put together with the Cottonwood Community Watch is a kids camp that was founded across the United States, but we brought it here local in our community. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I listen to the radio a lot because I work out on the road, and these two guys were talking, and there were two guys who came home from Iraq, two veterans, and one of their friends, they lost a friend over there. Well, he had a little boy, and when they went out hunting and fishing together, they thought, well, let's go get him and take him with us. And so they take the little boy out, and they started thinking, well, there must be other boys out there that need this, that lost their father one way or another. And so I heard on the radio, I come back, and I pitch this to Woody, you know, and I say, hey, this is what these guys are doing. We have guys that train all the time. Maybe we could put something together. Well, these guys ran with it, and it started to become pretty amazing. So we train and teach them things they are learning in school these days, which there's a lot of that going on. So God, country, family, how to shoot a gun, how to rappel, how to build a fire, how to build a shelter. Just these things that boys, somehow we've moved them away from that.
That's what the Boy Scouts used to do.
That's what the Boy Scouts used to do, yes. And so we sometimes will call our camp Boy Scouts on steroids a little bit, because these kids are going to come home hungry, tired, and probably skin a knee. You know, oh, well, you know, that happens. So Woody probably talked more about the evolution of it and what an amazing thing. I've seen kids now that are 2-3 years older from when they started that are just young men that are ready to go out into the world. And we've lost that in our schools, as you can see what's happening in our demonstrations across this country.
Well, and we wanted to concentrate on the boys in our community that didn't have dads, and just blend them in. It's about a 50-50 mix of kids, and some of the skills too that we teach them are leadership. You know, over the years, some of the kids that started out just as campers have worked their way up into team leaders and squad leaders. And our last camp, it was actually a totally kid-led camp. The camp commander was over 18. He was 20, but the other kids were all 16 and below. That they put on all their own trainings, everything from hand to hand to firearms, and of course we would have
Adult supervision.
Adult supervision, yes, we were right there. But they taught everything from a tourniquet use to safely handling a firearm and rappelling and. It was pretty cool.
Something that all of us should know.
Really? Yeah. Who
doesn't know how to stop bleeding? If you don't, you should learn.
You should learn.
Well, you remember the shooting in Florida a few years back. A lot of those kids sat there and watched their friends bleed out and didn't know what to do.
They said four of them would be alive today.
Yeah, they were not life-threatening wounds, but they were bleeding wounds.
They were bleeding wounds.
Yes,
absolutely. I'm very happy that we have this program for these kids. So if there's anybody out there that has a young man that needs to go through this program, we will hopefully be starting up here in the fall.
Dan, I'm going to give that phone number again if you're interested in having your son. Are you taking girls too, or is it just boys right now?
We're putting together – we're just starting to bounce around ideas about a girls' camp because we get a lot of
– Well, they also have a Facebook page too. It's called the Cottonwood Minutemen. And you can go on there and see past camps, things like that. A lot of information right there on Facebook. So
on YouTube, if you go to YouTube and put that in, local movie maker Rene Perez made kind of a commercial about the Minutemen camp. So.
It's called Cottonwood Minutemen, Our Story on YouTube. If you get a feel for what we do, you're really going to enjoy that. It's about 3 minutes long and definitely worth the watch.
And your phone number again, Dan, is 353-9326. It's 353-9326. And you're willing to field any of those questions folks might ask.
Yeah, absolutely.
About the community watch, about the kids camp, about things that are going on. To be part, even if you want to be a part of the community watch in Cottonwood, you don't want to start your own, but you want to be part of an organization to learn how to be situational aware of things going on around and being able to take care of your neighborhood, your street, your community, your family. This whole idea is pro-country, pro-military, pro-family, pro-law enforcement, pro-God. I mean, there's really no part of it that is a bad situation. It's all good stuff. It's all good stuff. Bringing us back to our basics of our nation and what we were originally founded on. Now, you guys, you talked about the kids camp, and then you're talking about a movie that came out that you were referring to earlier. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, the same guy that did our commercial, he's made, I think, 26 or 27 movies, and he's filmed at least parts of several of them locally. So he did one recently, and he's done a couple recently, but Insurrection is the latest that he did, and it basically exposes a lot about what's going on in our education and stuff. You should pull that up on Amazon Prime and watch it.
Okay, and you said they were trying to take that down.
They're definitely trying to blackball the guy because it kind of hit right on the money, what's going on in the country.
It's amazing how they can say whatever they want in the media, but when it comes to you to explaining the straightforward facts and maybe a little bit back to the right or the conservative side,
Amen. That
they just want to flush it down the toilet. And this is the wrong thing to be flushing down the toilet.
That's right.
Hey, you're coming up on a break here. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
On the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. I'm Rob Burrows, your host. We're in the last segment here. I have Dan Scoville and I have Woody Clendenin that are here as part of our guests this morning. We're talking about Community Watch Service. We're talking about community support. We're talking about situational awareness in our community to make sure that we're aware of all the things that are going on as far as anybody that's out there stealing or trying to thievery or bringing citizens together, business owners together to watch out, to make sure that we take care of our own community. We've become too many individuals out there, and we need to come back together as a community, which means teamwork, which means people coming together like-minded and being able to watch out for each other to make sure that the hoodlums out there can't just come right in and take advantage of us. And it's so important. So once again, good morning, gentlemen. And we're in our last segment here, so we want to go ahead. We're going to talk about your classes for the Community Watch and some, your request for new recruits or anybody that's interested. And I'm going to give that phone number once again. Get it to you. It's 353-9326. 353-9326. That is for Dan Scoville here. And he will field any questions that you have about the programs.
Well, I just wanted to say part of what we do is try to encourage our community to get involved in any way they can. They may not be interested in one program, but they might in the other. But even little things like it's not a little thing, it's an important thing. But we have some retired guys that are taking time to get out to the supervisors meeting and listen to what's going on and kind of report back. And we really, especially being in California, because we're not represented at all up here. I can tell you, we don't even have a state senate anymore. We have two assemblies because there's no representation for our counties. But one thing we can do to protect ourselves from the state is control the narrative and control our local politics. So it's really important that we keep these good sheriffs that are constitutionally minded, like in Shasta and Tama County. And some supervisors, this whole COVID thing is kind of exposing them, and we need to be active in controlling the getting the right people in there. So we need people that are willing to run for some of these positions, keep our school boards good. There's a lot of ways.
People of character.
People
of real character.
Exactly.
Have courage.
Yeah, exactly right. So that's one thing we do. There's a call to action page where several different groups go on Facebook and, you know, can communicate with each other in case we all need to get together and support someone or protest or whatever, you know. You can get more, it's a lot more ominous or encouraging, whatever you want to call it, when 1,000 people show up versus 40, right?
And you're talking about people showing up with a peaceful mindset, but getting the point across.
Exactly.
Not breaking windows, not tearing down cars, not burning up buildings, not destroying. Respect for others. We can agree to disagree, but you have to come to that point without all this other hate and discontent that's in the middle of these agendas.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, that's the difference between a protest and a riot. Back to the militia aspect of it, in our we're really on the grow right now. We have a lot of interest, and we have a lot of great people train. Like we have a Dan, you go ahead and talk about, but we have a recruit class coming up.
We do have a recruit class coming up. More than welcome to come to our class and just sit in. Doesn't mean you're signing up for anything, and free to come and go as you please, and just see what we have to offer. You know, none of our trainers, they're some of the best there is. And there's no charge for our group to come in, and we're willing to give this to everybody. The more people that we have out there that are working to help protect our community, the better for
first
all
responders.
Of us. And we all need this together. You can't just, you know, hope someone comes to save the day, you know. We have to all be in this together, work together, unite. All groups need to come together right now more than ever. That's how I see it.
And you guys are, when you give your classes, because I've been a couple of them, you're very open-minded. Everything is very free-flowing. There's no hidden agenda. People ask questions, and you answer them to the best of your ability. If you just have questions, you don't have to be a recruit. Come in. Just have an informational so that people can come and understand and know more about not just what you're doing, but what they can do in their own area, their own community.
Yeah, if you come in there and you just want to learn about radios or communications,
first aid
or just one specific part of that, that's fine. You don't have to become a militia guy and suit up and go out into the field or any of that if you don't want to. But there, you know, we are really an 80% support team. 20% military is the militia, of course, but we train in that because you never know, you might need that.
There's a retired fireman, there's retired law enforcement. There's individuals in the community that are still willing and ready to serve because now that they're past that position, this gives them a little bit more freedom without having to worry about their job or other aspects or, you know, political downfall or whatever else. It's you're not going to get ridiculed for being there. Like I said, it's very open, it's very positive, and it's very pro-community.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And you learn a mindset like you talked about, being self-reliant, aware, situational awareness.
And you have women and men there.
Yeah, oh yeah. We call it a sheepdog mentality where you know, if there's trouble, you go to help, you know, instead of going the other way.
Well, there's three kinds of people, right? There's sheep, there's sheepdogs, and there's wolves.
Exactly.
And so if you're a sheep, you need to learn how to be a sheepdog. You need to find a sheepdog that you can work with. But the Cottonwood Community Watch and the individuals that are sheepdogs, they watch the community, they watch the sheep, and they keep the wolves away.
Yeah, one of the things we teach in the kids' camp is to become that sheepdog. And once they complete a camp, they earn a patch, and it's called the sheepdog patch. So we do instill that in there.
And I want to give a shout-out to one of our buddies. He's kind of hangs out with us, and his brothers are both militia members. But At the Walmart DC shooting the other day, a young man named Joseph Donaldson, when he heard the crash into the front of the building and heard the gunfire, he drove his car straight at the guy. Never hesitated. He drove right in there and drove his car in between the shooter and the shooting victim who was down, stepped right out into gunfire. He took a bullet, skipped off his head, shrapnel all in his face and arms. And then he proceeded to draw the guy's fire. He kept belly crawling between cars, jumping up, yelling at the guy, waving his arms. The guy fired rounds at Joseph that would have maybe went into innocent
people.
And when law enforcement got there, Joseph was the one who showed him where the guy was. And when they came back, he was performing CPR on the victim and performed it all the way to the hospital. And that's a mindset that you kind of have to prepare yourself for.
That's courage.
That is
real
courage
under fire.
That some of the law enforcement said that was some of the bravest stuff they've ever seen. I mean, he was unarmed and still he's a Christian, and you know, there's no greater love than to lay down your life for a friend.
If you're a Christian, you believe in God as your Savior. There's no reason to fear death.
He didn't, and that's what he said. He said, "I just wasn't worried about dying at all. That never even entered my mind." So. That's the mindset we're talking about right there.
And he was a true hero in our community.
Yeah. Yeah, great family.
And nobody's expecting you to be that. Nobody's expecting you to step to that level of courage and heroism. But you have to be able to know what the situation dictates. You have to know when to duck and when not to duck.
Exactly.
It's like playing dodgeball, but you got to know, you got to learn how to dodge.
Yeah.
And in our community, there's all these different things that are thrown at us on every day. And if you don't learn how to dodge, you take it smack right dab in the face.
Yeah. And I don't know how much time you have left on the show today. I would just want to say before I miss out, I want to thank everybody, every single veteran out there that's listening today. And God bless all of you. And thank you for everything you've done. And I just have a great 4th of July. And let's just enjoy this together.
So we got 2 minutes, so just keep on going, gentlemen. This is your time.
Well, I like to always talk about my life. I grew up in Nebraska. My uncle, we'd go down to Kansas. He'd sell hogs down there. Well, they always stopped by at the little watering hole on the way home, and these guys would always tell the stories. And those are stories I'll never forget my whole life. And I just really appreciate our veterans, and I appreciate this day. This is definitely my favorite holiday of the year. And it's hard for guys like us and people in this audience, I'm sure, to watch what's going on in our environment today. But just hang tough, and we're going to get through this together.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay to be patriotic, be proud of your flag.
I am.
Amen.
I sure am, too. And, you know, there's people talking about removing the flag from this or that or disrespecting the flag. And I just think a lot of them are uneducated, and a lot of them have been indoctrinated, and I just hope we can help to change some of that.
You know, the museum has repurchased the fire station down there, the old fire station that's in Cottonwood,
yeah.
That is now a restoration facility for the museum. We just completely repainted that whole facility and redid all of the artwork on the front of the building to take it back to the heritage. And we just put up 5 flags across the front of that building, and there'll be more red, white, and blue because we are pro-America, we're pro-military, we're pro-God, we're pro-law enforcement, and we're pro-community. And we need to continue to set examples. We need to continue to step up and be courageous when others aren't. And we need to, in spite of danger, courageous in spite of danger. And once again, as we come up to our final deal, today is 4th of July, the 244th birthday of our nation. Happy birthday, America. God bless this nation, and let's continue to pray for it every chance we get. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here today.
Thank you, Rob, for having
us. Enjoy your 4th of July with your family today, and enjoy the fireworks if you're here in Reading tonight from wherever you are. Thank you.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.